Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Joel Ababa. He is the franchise king. He's our franchise expert. Joel, thanks again for being here. Thefranchiseking.com, is that how they can find you in your book?
Yes, yes, everything is there.
All the things about, all the things that you do to help people with their franchise dreams. Folks, if you want to start one, if you want to buy one, you need to know what Joel has to offer. I encourage you to go there, the Franchise King. Make that your first stop. And from there, he'll either help you or tell you where you can get help. Joel,
that's right.
We've been talking about the system, and what are some other things that we need to know about the beauty of and the value of franchising?
Well, the nice thing is if it's a location-based franchise operation, retail, restaurant, et cetera, almost every franchisor has either a dedicated real estate department or has very good connections in the local market to help you secure a location. And it's all about location, location, location. So that is one of the best parts about franchising, as opposed to you deciding to open up a restaurant one day and figuring out what location you should open it at.
Mm-hmm. Because a space was available, right? Just because a space was available.
Right.
Never mind if it was
without
where it
doing
should
be. Without doing a demographic study, traffic count, all the stuff that goes into picking a good location. So most franchisors have an expert that can help you figure it out. And
they've got it down to a net hair, don't they?
Yeah.
The franchise industry. I mean, there are people. I suspect that there are industry consultants out there that you know, I suspect most franchise owners, franchisors, don't even have their own people necessarily. They hire people who, that's all they do.
Yeah, they have outside resources, but some of the bigger ones have their own entire real estate department.
McDonald's does
that are involved.
For sure, yeah. Starbucks, absolutely, yeah.
It's interesting because one of the questions I get when I'm working with people one-on-one is, well, what if I can't find a location? Well, that does not happen very often because as excited as you are as a franchisee to open your store, the franchisor is equally excited because the franchisor is going to make money every month in the form of a royalty, which is a percentage of the revenue that you're making. So it's a win-win situation. The franchisor wants to open the business as fast as you do. So
Joel, we might want to say, though, if you can't find a location, some of that information might be telling you that it's not a good thing to do.
That is true, but an ethical franchisor will tell you ahead of time,
right,
before you get too far down the process, that, you know what, there's not enough population in your
area.
They already
know that, don't they? They've kind of got it, the country drawn and quartered into where the opportunity is, don't they?
Oh, for sure. They know. And sometimes there just isn't enough population, and they should tell you ahead of time. And not take you through, you know, a three-month process where you inevitably buy the franchise at the end. Yeah, you really need to make sure that the market can sustain your franchise business and maybe multiple units of your franchise business.
Mm-hmm. Would this be a good point to say, when you talk to a franchisor, put your big boy, big girl pants on and expect to be treated with respect, but also in a way that you might think is abrupt, but they're not going to baby you. They're not going to treat you with a whole bunch of kid gloves because you're a newbie. I mean, they're going to give you some hard facts pretty quick, aren't they?
The good ones will.
It might hurt your feelings a little bit in the beginning. What do you think?
I agree, and I think that's also a way for franchisors to find out if you have what it takes.
If you got some backbone and some grit.
The rules.
Can you take the rules?
Yeah.
That's a good point. All right. What else? What else do we need to know?
You need to know that once you get into business, you should expect support to be there for you within one phone call or one email, especially when you first open, because you just, even though you've had formal training for the franchise company, you still have a lot of questions and you still have a lot of concerns, whether it's finding employees or figuring out how to deal with the city on certain things. You really, really need the franchisor to be there. So one of the things you're paying for is that support, and it really needs to be there for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you that's the kind of thing you confirm with other franchisors, franchisees, don't you?
Oh, for sure. Part of your research, one of the main questions you should ask is, are you getting the support that you thought you would get when you first talked to them when you were looking to buy the franchise?
Isn't that kind of the marker of a successful franchise operation, though, Joel? I mean, if a franchise is successful, isn't that almost by definition one that supports their franchisees?
It really is. It really is. And you'll be able to tell when you're on the phone with the franchisees if it's a successful franchise operation or not. Besides the money-making part, if it's just a good culture and a good company, they'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Joel, good job today. Thank you for helping us. I love driving at home about franchising. I think it's a great American success story, and I appreciate all the hard work and the good work that you do for people. And let's have a good new year together. What do you think?
I think we should. Thanks for having me and your family. I hope you guys have a really good new year also.
Hope you do too. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen, thefranchiseking.com. The book is called Become a Franchise Owner. You got to have it if you're going to be interested in being a franchisee. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.